This chazar zeichen neshe bechachas v'shagim v'am yehudim sechen z'kudushin dav zayin. The zakhtik my Rav said, if a woman tells a man, give a mona to so-and-so, and I will become a kudush to you with that, she becomes a kudush through the concept of a guarantor. A guarantor doesn't receive any benefit, and yet he obligates himself so to this woman. Although she has not received any direct benefit, she obligates herself and gives herself to him as a wife. A second halacha. If a man gives money to a woman and says, take this money and become a kudeshus to so-and-so, so she becomes a kudeshus through the concept of a non-Jewish slave. What do you mean? A slave can acquire himself even though he does not give up anything of himself. This husband too can acquire this woman even though he does not give up anything to her because someone else is giving the money for him. Third halacha, if a woman says to a man, give money to so-and-so, and I will become mekadeshes to that man who gets the money, she becomes mekadeshes using the concept of a guarantor. On the one hand, she obligates herself even though she doesn't get any benefit. And number two, and based on the slave, meaning the man doesn't have to give up something in order to acquire the woman. Rava asked, what's the halacha if a woman gave money to a man and says to him, take this mana and I will become mekadeshes to you? So Mazutra, the name of our papa, said, it would be a valid kedushin. Ravashi asked, that means that the woman who has a status of real property is being acquired along with a kinyan made on the money, which is movable property. But we have learned that movable property can be acquired with a kinyan made on real property, but not the other way around. Rav Zutra answered that this woman is not being acquired along with the money. The case is that the man is a prestigious person, and with the hana that she receives by him accepting a gift from her, she becomes vikadeshes. Rav also taught that the use of the concept of guarantor and a slave can be used in monetary matters as well. And it was necessary to say that these concepts apply to Kedushin as well as commercial transactions. Because if we would say it only applies to Kedushin, we would think that the reason it works over there is because a woman is ready to accept any little benefit in order to become a Kedushin. And if we would only say that it applies in commercial transactions, we would think that it only applies there because a person can simply remove his rights to his property by waiving his rights, and therefore giving away the property using one of these methods would work as well. But a woman cannot waive her rights to herself, and therefore these concepts would not work by Kedushin. Rava said, if a man says, become mekudeshes to half of me, it's a valid kedushin. However, if he says, half of you, woman, should become mekudeshes to me, she's not mekudeshes. Abaye asked Rava, you say that the second case is a pasul kedushin, presumably because the pasuk says isha, and which means a full woman, not a half a woman. Based on that, why is the first case a valid kedushin? The pasuk also says ish, and not a half a man. Rava answered, a woman may not be married to two men. A man may be married to two women. And what he was telling her by saying half of me is that that you're marrying half of me, meaning there's still half of me that's available, I'm allowed to go ahead and marry somebody, another woman if I want. Mazruta, the son of Murray, asked Ravina, why doesn't the Kedushin spread to the entire woman? By even if he says half the woman, we learned that if someone's is makdish, a part of an animal that it cannot live without, let's say he's makdish, the animal's head, the Kedusha spreads to the entire animal. If so, the Kedushin should also spread to the entire woman. Murray says very different. With regard to the animal, the owner's statement has the ability to spread over the entire animal. With regard to the woman, she must consent to the spreading of the Kedushin. Since she has not consented, it cannot spread beyond half of her. The more comparable case to the woman would be where there are two partners in an animal, and one of the partners is Magdish his share of the animal. There too, he can only be Magdish what he owns, and the Kedusha therefore would not spread beyond his half unless the other partner would want. Rava asks, if a man says, half of you should become Mekadeshes to me with half a pruta, and the other half of you should be Mekadeshes to me with another half of a pruta, what's the halacha? Do we view this as two distinct statements, and the Kedushin will therefore be possible, or do we say that he was detailing a single statement step by step, and the Kedushin will therefore be valid? If we say that he's considered to be detailing the parts of one statement, what if he says, half of you should be Mekadeshes to me with one pruta, and the other half with another pruta? Since he's giving two prutas, it shows that he means for it to be two separate statements, or do we say, no, that since he is saying this all to take place in one day, he's simply detailing a single statement of Kedushin. If we say that since it was all to take place in one day, we view it as one statement, what about if he says, half of you should be Mekadeshes to me with a pruta today, and another half with a pruta tomorrow? Do we say that since it's two separate days, we view this as two statements, or do we say that he means for the Kedushin to begin today and carry through until tomorrow, and is therefore all viewed as one statement? What if he says, your two halves should be Mekadeshes to me with a pruta? Since he says this should all take place at once, it's one statement, or do we say that half a woman may simply never become Mekadeshes? Marcel says Teiku. Rava asks, if a man says to another man, your two daughters should become Mekudeshes to my two sons with this pruta, what's the halacha? Do we look at the giver and the receiver, and since a full pruta is being given and a full pruta is being received, the Kedushin is valid? Or do we look at the children in this case? That means the subject of the Kedushin, and therefore the Kedushin is possible because there's not a pruta for each couple? Teiku, bleib da shayla. Rav Papa asks, if a man says to another man, your daughter and your cow should become mine with this pruta, what's the halacha? Do we view this as the daughter and the cow are being bought each for half a pruta and the Kedushin is therefore possible? Or do we say that the daughter was to be Mekadeshes with the full pruta and the cow is to be acquired with Meshicha? Take up the shadow. Rav Ashi asked, if a man says to another man, your daughter and your field should become mine with this pruta, what's the halakha? Do we view this as the daughter and the field are being given for a half pruta each, and the kedushin is therefore possible? Or do we say that the daughter is becoming mekadeshes with the full pruta, and the field is to be acquired with chazaka? Teku bleibt a shaila.